Intermodal transport. Intermodal transport includes package delivery, container hauling, and other intermodal services. Many deliveries cannot be accomplished by a single mode of transport for reasons of access, price, size, or weight of cargo, etc. Therefore, intermodal integrates the different modes of transportation in various combinations to take advantage of their specific capabilities. Since deregulation, the legal barriers to mixed mode and specialized services have decreased and new types of specialized or hybrid transport providers have entered the marketplace. In global logistics, the question of what is the most efficient and cost-effective mode of international shipping poses additional considerations. There is no definitive answer as to the ideal mode. The choice in hybrid transportation modes is driven by an organization's specific needs and the capabilities of the shipping and logistics entities. Package delivery services. Package delivery services developed because traditional single-mode operators have generally been unable to carry small packages at a reasonable cost. Among the challenges to overcome when delivering small parcels are collecting enough packages from diverse shippers to constitute a load and distributing the packages to diverse, perhaps inherently unprofitable, locations. Government-run postal services have traditionally filled this niche in the market alongside or in place of private carriers. In the 1970s, specialized package carriers such as UPS, DHL Express, and Federal Express, FedEx, were growing in importance, generally beginning in the United States and then spreading around the world. In addition to those U.S. services, TNT began in Australia and eventually grew into another dominant worldwide express service, all of which developed sophisticated, multimodal logistics expertise. A 2020 article on supplychaindigital.com identified the top 10 largest couriers in the world, from largest to smallest, as DHL Express, UPS, FedEx, Deutsche Post, SF Express, Japan Post Holdings, Host Italian, Royal Mail, CTO Express, Österreichische Post, and PostNL. Another large service is the United States Postal Service. It had 2020 revenue of over $73 billion and employs over 644,000 people. Many other express carriers exist, such as OCS, a provider of worldwide delivery and logistics services based in Canada since 1963, and Aramex, based in Amman, Jordan, which primarily serves the Middle East. The major benefit offered by the express carriers is speed. The major drawback is price. Manufacturers and distributors that value speed have come to depend upon same and next day service from express carriers. These include pharmaceutical companies, hospital suppliers, food retailers, financial services, and suppliers of repair parts to companies anxious to build customer loyalty. In the expanding marketplace of lean manufacturing, just-in-time delivery, and global supply chains, however, speed is becoming more a competitive necessity and less a marginal benefit. According to Statista, in 2020, the express carrier industry was expected to be worth 375.5 billion euros. Express services not only assist other businesses, they are, in fact, substantial contributors to national and regional economies. Their hubs attract other businesses that rely upon the express carrier for their deliveries. Express services also play an essential part in the rapidly growing marketplace of goods sold outside of stores. Online sales depend upon national postal services and their express service competitors to make their businesses attractive to customers. Finally, because they can combine deliveries from many customers, package delivery services offer small and medium-sized companies a chance to benefit from economies of scale. Container hauling and other intermodal services. Container transport makes up a significant amount of the intermodal traffic, but other methods exist, such as transporting a truck and trailer or a truck trailer using a different mode. Air also requires truck service. Intermodal services include piggyback, train ship or container ship, truck plane, and freight truck on railcar. Piggyback service, TOFC, COFC, road railer. The nickname piggyback signifies the placement of a truck trailer or a container of cargo on a railroad flacker, hence the names TOFC, trailer on flacker, or COFC, container on flacker. The cargo travels part of its way via truck and the rest of the way by train. While the trailer provides the more direct link between train and truck, the fact that it sits on wheels creates more wind resistance during the rail portion of the shipment. Aside from their better aerodynamics, cargo containers provide more efficiency and flexibility since they can be double-stacked on rail cars or loaded onto water carriers as well as flackers and flatbed trucks. Road railers are trailers that ride on either regular tires slash wheels or steel wheels. A simple change of wheels allows them to ride on the highway behind a tractor or be pulled along the tracks as short rail cars. This eliminates the need for expensive materials handling equipment. The road railer is highly cost-effective when compared with simple over-the-road hauling. Trainship or containership service. Trainship and containership refer to mixed-mode transport that includes water carriage. It also is sometimes referred to as fishyback. As the names signify, the cargo is loaded into a truck trailer, a rail car, train ship, or a container that also spends part of its shipment time on board ship or barge. These combinations use domestic waterways, rivers, canals, the U.S. Great Lakes, and coastal waters, and similar setups are used in overseas transport. The land bridge, for instance, combines rail and sea transport. The land bridge route may run from the coast of Asia to the U.S. West Coast by ocean vessel from the west to east coasts on rails, and then from the Atlantic coast to Europe on another ship. The alternative is an all-water route through the Panama Canal. In contrast, the micro land bridge moves goods over water and then land with the final destination inland. Mini land bridge traffic moves goods over water and then land, with the final destination being on the opposite coast. Truck plane services. Air transport generally requires some intermediary surface travel, sometimes referred to as birdieback services, since airport terminals are not usually located near manufacturing, harvesting, or extraction sites, and those sites are generally not equipped with their own private airstrips. Intermodal air truck shipments, such as those routinely scheduled by UPS and FedEx, simply formalize the process and put it under unified management. But small package shippers are not the only ones relying upon truck plane services. Other commodities travel via this mixture of modes, especially those that originate or conclude in smaller cities and towns not served by major airports and large planes. The package carriers do serve smaller cities, of course, but heavier freight generally goes to other carriers. Freight truck on rail car. In Europe, for instance in Austria, there are now laws restricting driving at night by truck drivers hauling freight. So a truck is loaded onto a flatbed railroad car, which is transported to another location via rail while the truck driver sleeps on the train to continue moving during prohibited hours, the required rest period. The intermodal concept offers logistics managers flexibility, efficiency, and reduced costs. The future of the combinations outlined above most likely rests upon the cargo container, rather than the truck trailer or the rail car. The container provides the maximum flexibility, since it can be loaded onto trucks, trains, barges, or ocean-going ships. Transportation management software is available to help determine the best intermodal combinations and can assist the logistics team with identifying the optimal mix in order to get materials to where they need to be in a timely manner as well as at the lowest price.